This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go, hour one, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan on an overcast and chilly Monday afternoon here in the Metroplex. General at your service. If you see me, bear me, N.A. There's Broadus, former Cowboy Scout, Super Bowl champ. Lucius Alexander was in the Pimp Cup over there, Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh, fixing to go five flawless once again. You got Wolchuk and Schiafalo, and Carter Freeman is coordinating your video. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. Gentlemen, you have a good weekend? Everything going good?
Excellent, yeah.
Very strong.
Good. Really great. Good.
We had the first birthday party for the little one yesterday.
Saw that.
Went well.
What'd you think about it?
I think she had fun. She seemed entertained the whole time. She even missed her nap, and she did not have a fit. So I think that she was fully engaged with what was going on. She liked the cake. She had a couple of really badass gifts. I'm a little bit jealous, actually.
Did you feel like she was thankful and had a lot of gratitude
she conveyed
and everything?
That,
I think so.
Yeah.
She said thank you.
Like
with
she'll
her
never
eyes.
Forget it.
Said hi and bye to everyone.
I think she's already forgotten it, probably. But I think in the moment, she was having a blast.
Right on, dude. Congrats for that. That sounds like an amazing weekend. I took my three-year-old to Target, and she said, Daddy, can I have a toy and a piece of candy? And as we were on our way in, I said, sure. Small toy. We're not spending a lot of money on it, and you can get some candy, sure. So, of course, we go in there. By the time we're through the grocery, she has four things of candies and cookies, right? I said, you got four candy things here, honey. We're not going to get a toy. She threw a fit.
Oh, no.
I was trying to explain to her the nuances of appreciation on the ride home. But
she wouldn't buy it, huh?
No. Four candies?
Should have got her a box of Cracker Jacks. That's the candy and then the prize inside the box. That'll teach her a lesson.
So is that it? Just sort of a scoop and score situation where you just get up out of there? The tantrum starts. It's like, let me go ahead. Now I'm going to grab you. And you're going to be in my arms now. And we're leaving the building. We're going to exit the premises.
I just had to put my arm around her, hug her tight, and give her that look.
Ah,
okay. My kids know when it's not time to act up at all.
Ooh, okay. You've got it down.
Yeah. On the way home, then when we get to the truck, she starts crying. You know, here come the waterworks.
Yep.
And I decided to let her have her emotional expenditure there.
Sure.
And I try to explain to her, look, you got four things. You actually came out with twice as much stuff as you were supposed to when we went in here.
Right. You're a big winner here.
Yeah. I couldn't believe she couldn't understand the concept. She still hung up on that toy. She woke up asking me for a shopping spree. So,
it never ends.
So this is like my five-hour vacation from that, you know, constant. And then, on the other hand, you got a 13-year-old who's asking you for $300 to $500 things every other day.
Goodness.
And then acting put out.
Wait till she gets in college.
My goodness.
That's a normal occurrence.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, I'm standing in line. I need the money now. They don't even give you a shot. They don't even like, wait, I have to do about four more podcasts to pay for that. Yeah. No, he's like, hey, Dad, I'm standing in line. I need these, you know, and like.
In fact, I already ordered.
Yeah.
At this point, we just need to swipe that bad boy.
Hey, Dad,
we're going skiing this Christmas as the fraternity.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's in.
Dad, golf trip, desert mountain, 5 days, need $1,200.
$1,200.
Like,
par for the course right there.
Yeah, he goes, well, that's just to kind of get the Airbnb squared up. We'll need golf money.
He doesn't even give you
money.
He doesn't even care.
He doesn't even give you till COB.
They don't even care.
See, in my day, you had to come up with like some elaborate scheme or plan to try to pick her money like that.
One time, my dad gave me one of these things. I was in high school. And I go, hey, Dad, we're going on a ski trip, you know, in the winter. And he goes, if this kicker makes the field goal, you're going on spring break. If not, you're not going. And it was like literally he had bet like $500 on a game. And he was like, if the guy made it, I was going on spring break. If not, I was like,
oh, well.
Yeah. Kind of a deal.
That's dramatic.
Put that thing between the pipes, didn't he?
He made it.
Yeah, he did.
I was there.
I was there.
Were you there?
But Jimmy Johnson has announced his retirement on Fox. That's amongst the massive stories of the day going out, I think.
He's probably happy about that.
Yeah.
I think he's happy about that, huh?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
All the traveling back and forth between Florida and Los Angeles.
Well, that whole tribute. That they did, like, for the Super Bowl, right?
Stuff. He's probably like, yeah, time for me to move.
You had to retire after a tribute like that.
It was weird because it was like we didn't know if he was or not.
No.
He was crying, but it felt like this was a goodbye. You know, we love you.
It did feel like that. Yeah, I was like, did I miss the news? But I guess that was fitting. It was not a coincidence. I just think it's perfect awareness. You're starting to dabble into that old man broadcaster vibe. Just a little bit. Not quite as sharp.
Don't want to do the work?
No, you just don't want to taint your legacy by being the old guy eating pea soup up there.
Yeah.
There's a couple of them still out there today.
The guy to his far right.
Bradshaw.
He needs to go.
Well, that's what Twitter was saying. Like, yeah. Bradshaw, it's your
Bradshaw
turn.
Before him, maybe, if you want to be honest.
Agreed. Oh, for sure. I mean, he's going to be even more of a loose cannon. I feel like Jimmy Johnson was kind of the babysitter of Terry.
I get it, what they did for Lee Corso and people like that. But, you know, you just got to move on. You know, but you have to have some awareness of yourself. It's time to go.
Yeah.
You know, it's time. You know, you can't be just kind of hanging around and making them have to make a decision on you. You be the one to make the decision.
The way I was understanding it was for the last 4 or 5 years, he's been putting this on the table to Fox, like saying, like, this is what he wants to do. And then they just kind of rope him back in. You know, they didn't want him to go. And for the last half decade, I think he's been pretty much ready. And now he's just finally drawing the line in the sand. Like, hey, this is about fishing drinking some beer with my shirt off.
Alamorada, you know, he's down there. He's got people to come and see him. He's got a boat. They go out there and have fun. I'm sure that's just kind of a grind. Even though it's private travel, it's still going across the country every week, you know, to go do that. And that's a little bit of wear and tear on a guy, but I'm glad he did it, man. Good self-awareness on him. He's always had good self-awareness to know when to get out of a situation.
And I wondered watching, like, if his heart was really in it. Like, he just seemed kind of, like, frustrated and irritated by things at times.
You think he always was, like, kind of mad about always having to answer questions about Jerry?
Yeah.
Like, he's gotten to the point, like, why do I keep having to, you know, beat him up.
It's exhausting.
You know, yeah. I think he's, you know, the Cowboys, we see what happens. These shows, that's all they talk about.
Okay. Eagles are releasing 6-time Pro Bowl corner Darius Slay.
There's somebody that needed to go a while back.
Even if he's designated as a June 1 release, it's only saving $4.3 million against the cap. So he's fallen off quite a bit from his peak, Brian.
Yeah. That's the liability. When they were bad on defense, he was a big part of that. And then they said, okay, well, let's go get him, you know, get some other corners. They got rid of Maddox. They're getting rid of him. They're going to be better in the second. Well, they proved it last year. They went from a 30th ranked defense.
Yeah, they drafted the replacements, right?
Yeah, exactly. They figured it out real fast. It didn't take them long to realize that.
Well, at least they don't free up a bunch more space, but you know they're going to be resourceful and they're going to look at that spot like, you know, now we need to replenish it with quality depth. They have a young guy going to step in and start, so are they set with 3 corners now?
Yeah.
Even with losing Slay? Okay, so we'll track that. Obviously, it's a huge week as, you know, the rubber's really going to hit the road with free agency. The tag deadline is tomorrow, and the big story of the weekend, the Cowboys are thinking franchise tag possible for Osa. I know the way that Rod Marinelli liked to get upfield with his defensive linemen, and Eberflus's defense has been described to me as somewhat similar in that regard.
Yeah.
So I just think they look at it like if we're going to have a great defense, we need pressure points, and we can't go replace Osa, you know, without spending a significant amount of money.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think this is maybe the coaches selling the front office that, hey, if you really want this defense to work, if you're coming off both edges and you have a guy up the middle, then now you're really talking about wreaking absolute havoc. I just hope the amount of salary cap that they're allocating for this guy is worth it.
Well,
because he's just pretty good, Brian.
Yeah, to be honest with you, too, you're right about Eberflus stepping in there and making the call on this. Marinelli made the call on Tyron Crawford. Remember that one?
Yeah.
They thought, oh, that's my perfect 3 technique. And, you know, unfortunately, he was too banged up.
They tried Henry Melton.
They tried a lot.
They tried a lot of different stuff.
And you know, really, Eberflus's background, I mean, he started off as a 3-4 front kind of guy, an odd front in Rob Ryan's system. And then now he's kind of said, well, this Rod Marinelli system's better for me. But like I say, I hope he's right about this this three technique. This is a really deep draft in threes and ones for the defensive tackles. So I hope this isn't one of those, you're paying for a guy and you could have had a guy that's on a rookie contract, that's playing at a higher level that you could have probably had.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we'll see how
it's a tricky deal. You know, I don't know if there's an absolute great decision as you're looking at this free agency, Chief, but this is one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. This is certainly one of them. Well, he's a good player, like you said. If I was going to be paying big money at the position, I would give it to Milton Williams, but I would maybe, with the draft being what it is, I would probably maybe go spend big money on a linebacker in free agency because there's not many guys in the draft.
Totally
and then go double dip at the position in the draft.
Yeah, that's the thing that bothers me the most about the OSA deal is the fact that they're spending money in a position that's got a lot of bodies in it, and they could have double dipped that thing, and you know, they could have dipped it in the first, and they could have gone back in the third, and you know they probably could have fixed a one and a three right there, and hopefully that they get something out of Mozzie. I say hopefully getting something out of Mozzie. But yeah, it seems like that the position they need to spend money on is that linebacker spot.
What I'm worried about, if you're creative enough, I think there's a trade that could be made. There's a couple of veterans that aren't super super expensive in free agency that you could get the job done at a pretty high level without having to swing. And they give him the tag and he plays on that.
That's huge.
Like, that's insane.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. And my worry would be that it would take up all the dollars that you have to improve elsewhere. Like OSA can be part of your solution, but if bringing him back is going to be as a star player, then I think you're going to end up using up all your cap space on one guy that just can't have that kind of an impact.
Yeah, I kind of feel like if they're going to play in free agency, I feel like that maybe that Will Hernandez, that edge, the guard.
Yeah.
The guard from Arizona.
Hernandez would make sense.
Keep an eye on that one for sure.
When they did get a ton of production from Kendricks on a cheap deal at linebacker.
$3 million,
maybe they can find a way to do that, something similar to that again, but yeah, we've talked about Nick Bolton a lot. I'd love for them to do both. I'd love to go OSA, and then you're also still drafting defensive tackles. I mean, that's just been such
a
weak position.
Yeah.
They need more than just OSA there.
Yeah, it'd be awesome if they could, you know, have a powerful set of tackles. I don't remember the last time that you looked at the Cowboys' defensive tackles and were like, we got something here. Was it the Parcells years? Early Wade Phillips years? I mean, they switched to the 3-4 there, so.
Jay Ratliff days?
He was Ratliff, a big nose tackle on a 3-4. I mean, you didn't have anybody next to him. I guess Marcus Spears.
Yep.
3-4 defensive end style. I mean,
Chris Canty.
That might be the last group of guys anyway that could sort of occupy that middle and be, you know, good against the run of the pass. And Osa can do some of that for you. It's just quite a pill to swallow when this team has been so tight with the cap because we got to do this and we got to do that. And here they are giving 10% of it to, you know, a player that had, what, 5 sacks? 4.5 sacks?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's to me, that's like, hey, I know it's defensive tackle. You're not going to get the numbers that you get off the edge, but... we shall see as, like I said, rubber's going to hit the road and we'll find out what kind of cards they're holding here over the next 2 weeks in total. Okay, free agent Kevontae Turpin's going to get a 2-round tender is the report from Calvin Watkins. Unrestricted free agents Carl Lawson and Chauncey Golston might walk. The team does want to retain Brian Anger and Trent Sieg, who are also
the snapper and a punter. Yep.
Yeah. Seems like a good combo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we will hear from Jerry Jones Wednesday. That Zach Martin press conference has been scheduled for 11 a.m. Are they going to combo those up? That seems to be a weird marriage. We're going to celebrate Zach Martin's retirement and then talk about draft and free agency.
I think that's what Jerry's going to try and do, because he missed the opportunity on the bus.
Isn't that taking away from Zach's day?
I think.
I mean, are you doing a special event for him or not?
They're going to do a special event, and then Jerry's going to hang around after Zach's had enough of us.
Little side action.
Yeah, like
he's
Zach's going to like,
he gets it.
I'm so out of here. Bye.
Okay. The Mavericks lost to the Bucks Saturday, and PJ Washington back out with a sprained ankle. He's questionable tonight against the Kings, and fans are starting to question this training staff now. They're coming after him a little bit. They don't like the results.
Yep, here we go.
You know, maybe he tried to come back early from the ankle. I mean, he just sprained the ankle February 8th. And
maybe that's why Lucas people are all hacked off at him, or hacked off at the training staff and stuff. And that's maybe one of the reasons why that you leave, because they're like, hey, he's not ready. And they're saying, no, he could have played 3 weeks ago. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, I whatever the case, you need Washington back. I mean, to be missing all of your bigs, basically, and now him as well. I think the chances of winning the sixth seed will take a significant hit if Washington does have to be out for a while. But I think I'm sprained ankle guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you think it's back and you can play, but the up and down pounding of it lets you know, hey, I'm going to need more time here. It swells back up. The bruising pops back up, and you haven't done any more damage. The joint just wasn't ready for hoop 3 or 4 times a week quite yet. So hopefully just a couple more games, and Washington will be back in the mix. I guess as far as tonight goes, Sabonis pulled a hammy over the weekend. He's going to be out as well. So they're down to one tower, Valanciunas.
Okay.
That's helpful.
Remember what happened the last time these two teams played. They went both those guys after him. So yeah, this they're gonna make you play against those bigs. So we'll see. I mean, the thing with the Kings, they were like going for dead, and all of a sudden Christie make the change, and they kind of bounce back a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it's not a bad roster still.
No,
check this out. Mavs season ticket prices going up. It's unbelievable, isn't it? The cojones on this Adelson family. Oh, they hate us? Raise rates.
Yeah, it is. It is just cutthroat business savagery.
Yeah,
and that's who they are at their core.
Apparently, the reasoning they gave, it will better reflect seat value, particularly in high demand areas. What they've seen is on secondary, their season ticket holders are making bank off them. So yeah, they're like, we want to raise it to the average price that you guys are getting for. I guess there's still like a 10 to 15% value above the face value that they can get.
That was before you just completely urinated on your entire fan base.
Yes.
You know,
it's
like,
so tone deaf, like, hold crazy off on this announcement. This is not the time for it.
I don't think anybody really bats an eye for the most part if we're still in the Luka era status quo and we're marching forward.
It. Yeah, I'm willing to throw in.
Yeah, we just went to the finals. We got this whole thing going on right now, but after you just completely sideswipe your entire fan base and they are rioting on your premises, then you're going to stick them with this? Yep. I mean, the tone deaf nature of this from start to finish has just been otherworldly, dude. It's been a masterclass in being awful.
We had a big time Tolo DW shopping message and said his brother prices have gone up 25% and he's in the 300 section. It's like, what are we doing? 25%?
Yeah, there are some sections that got hit pretty hard. You know, I think there's just so many Mavs fans and so many people here in DFW that love sports that they can afford to, like, literally lose a percentage of their fan base, have half their fan base at least voting against them to win in polls, and there's still more than enough people to fill that demand.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you want to be in a big market.
Oh, no, people will complain, and then they'll still go to the games.
Yeah.
You know? We see it with the Cowboys.
We complain the most about the things that we love the most, most of the time, anyway. Yeah. Okay, G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30. We'll check. Want to do some hockey next?
Let's do it, man. Stars got a big-time win last night. We have the NHL agent poll, trade targets, and what is the Stars' fatal flaw? That is next in The Nation.
Welcome back, Nation. Segment here brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call Franklin Frankel first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Never an out-of-pocket cost. Only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yeah, G-Bag of the Day is coming up here in just over 7 minutes. Here's Wolchuk. Let's talk some hockey, buddy.
Man, what a game it was last night for the Stars. 6-3. They get another victory. Wyatt with the hat trick. He's been absolutely brilliant. It was pretty cool post game on TNT. So the last year for my dad's birthday, got him a hat trick. So my mom, it was her birthday last night. She said, hey, you know what? You know, I'd really love, just go ahead and get me a Hattie for my birthday gift like you did for Pops a year ago. And then what does he do? Goes out there, gets himself a hat trick. So I know the boss man, the hockey hot Gavin Spittle on Spits and Suds, he put out the request. Any other Johnston family members out there that have a birthday, let's just make sure you put in the call for Wyatt so he can just go Hatties like crazy. It's unbelievable what he
did. Something to be said for it. Not just a coincidence, Wolchuk. That's the universe working.
4-plus goals in 10 of their last 11. They've been brilliant. 4-for-4 on the power play last night. Last two games, they're 6-of-7. I mean, Stankoven in the previous game was brilliant as well. 12-game home point streak now for Wyatt Johnston. And Roppe just got himself weekly award honors as well. So he got the third star of the week behind Andre Vasilevsky and Nick Suzuki of the Montreal Canadiens. But heck of a game last night for Roppe Hintz, who continues to be really good since the Four Nations wrapped up. But big-time victory. Roppe is currently ranking fifth on the team in points, second in goals, seventh in assists. So this offense is humming. Yeah. At the right time, and we still don't have any projection for when you're going to get Miro Heiskanen back. But offensively, they're going to be a juggernaut like this. This is going to be a really, really tough out for teams in the West going up against this Stars team.
Just shows you with the power play being as playing as well as it is, and usually that's Miro's kind of he's the trigger guy in a
lot
of that.
Point
he
for
runs
you.
That point, and so if they're doing some things without him in the lineup and having the success they are, then, boy, that's a really great sign for the Stars.
And their kill, right? They're first in the sport in the penalty kills since the turn of the new year.
Yeah, they've been brilliant. I mean, they're 10-2-1 in their last 13 games. They've got 17 wins since 2025, started on January 1st. So they've been great when it comes to the special teams. Now, I do think we have, you know, rumors of maybe another defenseman being added. The big bummer was Seth Jones, who is a Plano guy. He ends up being traded to the from Chicago to the Florida Panthers. Huge get for Florida. Panthers acquire him. They get a fourth-round pick from the Blackhawks, and they're sending back goaltender Spencer Knight, just 23 years old, and a 2026 conditional first-round pick. So Chicago thinks they're getting like a young, bright future stud at goalie, so they're parting with the 30-year-old Seth Jones. The contract also, maybe salary-wise, like Jim Neal wasn't sure, could I really go ahead and fit this in? But I'd keep an eye on what the Stars might end up doing. The Ducks have a D-man to look at. I've seen Mikko Rantanen's name being floated out there. Now, he's a winger from the Carolina Hurricanes, just got traded from Colorado, but I don't think stuff's going well for him there in Carolina. He might want out, but Jim Neal, he's going to have to do something here. I'd love to add another D-man. Maybe David Savard from the Canadiens is a guy. You look at $5.5 million cap hit with Miro maybe going on the long-term IR. Does that open up enough money for you? I think that's what Florida is trying to bank on with Tkachuk. Matthew Tkachuk with a groin injury goes on the long-term IR. That opens up
that can really assist you. How
space.
Much does it open up?
8.7 million.
That's a stupid rule.
It's crazy.
You have to exploit it if it can benefit you, but that, man, that just is not fair. I it's fun to talk about getting additional players with the trade deadline, but this is really about young guys trying to take that next step with Johnston and Robertson, and they've each done that in a big way over the last week.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the trade that he made, that Neil made earlier, might be the one that he's going to sit on right now, and they're going to hope that for the playoffs that they get those injured guys back. That seems like, to me, the avenue that they, you know, they've already, like you said, you know, you're saying, I wouldn't be surprised. I just kind of feel like that they've made their moves. And now they're going to...
everything that we had heard was that move, they still wanted to get it. Because CeCe's like an okay D-man. He's not...
Seems like these guys have worked out okay for them.
Granlund's been really good.
Yeah,
but if you're going into a postseason series, like Leon Bischel, I know that he's a young guy. He's out with a concussion right now. So that's a guy that they're definitely going to need to bank on.
Mm-hmm.
But you saw the impact a guy like Chris Tanev had when they were able to add him from Calgary.
Yeah.
So I still think like you're probably an enforcing D-man away from feeling really good about this thing. But status quo, if you get Miro back, then you're still feeling great.
That's what I think is probably going to happen here is they'll probably sit there and say, okay, we'll bank on those injured guys coming back, and that'll be the difference for us.
Best franchise in the league. Which one's the best run? We just had an agent poll from the NHL come out, and they've got the Dallas Stars as the fourth best run franchise in all of the National Hockey League. Only teams ahead of them, the Tampa Bay Lightning, who got the majority of the votes, Florida and Vegas, but a lot of respect for Jim Neal from top to bottom. One agent said their scouting is outstanding, their development is outstanding, obviously the management there. They've just found so many players, and frankly, they're really good people to deal with there with the Dallas Stars. Best front office to deal with, Stars were third, Minnesota and Tampa Bay were tied at the top, but overall, this was a glowing review on the Dallas Stars organization as the most poor run franchise. Was Buffalo, the Sabres, coming in with the majority of the votes, followed by Anaheim. And what a dip for the Chicago Blackhawks. They got the third most votes. I mean, this is a team that was just going to the cup final. It seemed like every other year for a period there. And then a lot of their guys end up getting older. Patrick Kane, Jonathan Taves, but now with Connor Bedard, they're trying to improve. But I was surprised. Like, they were the third viewed poorly run franchise in all of the NHL. But the Stars getting in some really, really good numbers to work with. Best owner in the league. You did get a couple of votes there for the Stars way as well. Worst owner in the lead. In the league was the Carolina Hurricanes owner, Tom Dundon. He ran away with this category.
Local guy.
Is he?
Yeah.
Man, yeah, that's, I guess we should be happy he doesn't own the Stars. Tom Gilardi, you're doing a great job over there. Don't change anything, because what Carolina's doing, apparently nobody really wants to work with that front office organization. But Stars have, right now, one of the best paths, in my opinion, to get to the Cup Final. They're currently projected to be the second seed in the Central.
Good.
And really, it's all about, can they get, you know, Matt Dumba, Leah Bushkin, Cody Ceci, like, is that enough on defense right now if they don't end up adding anybody, yeah, as Broadus was talking about. But hey, if you get Miro back, and we'll see about Sags, maybe they do have enough on their current roster.
Okay, and maybe it's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-bag of the day.
Yeah. Mike, my mic sounds nice, check. My mic sounds nice, check, too. There we go. What's up, fellas? How y'all doing? Everything all right?
Excellent, sir.
Good, right. good. Let's get this healthy week of broadcasting started while we're with me, huh?
Okay.
All right.
Sounds like
okay.
A plan.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll give it a shot. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Give it a shot?
Yeah.
Every day, bro. Every day. I'm just giving it a shot. That's all it is, really.
Yeah, need a shot.
Yeah. For real. Okay, Coach Balsack is our winner. This is his last appearance on The Fan. Coach Balsack's last appearance. If you don't know, Mike Bassick from KMC Masterpiece, he's no longer with us.
Yep. He's crossroads.
He went to the Rangers now. Here he is, though.
Coach Balsack is here one more time to say, what the hell is going on with the Dallas Cowboys? They suck 7-10, and nothing gets done there. And then they're all in. Yeah, right. You know what's all in?
I'm a die.
Nothing, Corey.
Okay.
Shut the hell up.
All right, Coach.
I'm sick of this crap, and I'm sick of the Dallas Cowboys. Nothing works. Nothing works with this organization. And Jerry's there drinking on his Miller Lights. I think that's the sponsor of the Cowboys. I forget. It's some sort of beer that they sip on their bus in Indianapolis. Start paying attention to the players there and start picking better players.
He's on fire.
Nothing works.
What an exit.
Yeah, seriously. Nothing works.
I think they were actually broadcasting a game while they were in between the two radio teams while that was going on. What do you think those broadcasters heard when Mike was
Yeah.
They probably heard him.
You could sense the ball sack coming from a mile away.
Yeah, it's
what's this guy's deal?
Yeah, the Mariners broadcasting team's like, what the hell's going on next door?
Oh, they're talking Cowboys now again.
Poor guys.
All right, let's go to the NHL. Calgary Flames.
Oh, yeah.
Their left wing, Ryan Lomberg, I believe it is. Lomberg.
Yo, Lomberg bleeped her.
That's what I'm saying. Is that the guy from Office Space?
Yeah. There was two of them, actually. Yeah.
Have you talked to the two Bobs yet? Yeah. Lomberg is right here talking about the Tampa Bay Lightning as if he is Anthony Edwards in the NBA.
There's a lot of history in this building. Some good, some bad. Do you like coming here or do you hate it?
I like the palm trees and the sunshine, but I hate these guys.
Wow. We're live. No.
Yeah. Oh, wow. He's going to tell me we're live.
We're live.
It doesn't matter anymore.
I hate these guys.
It's an epidemic. You know, at twice or three times on Radio Row in New Orleans, I had to remind our guests, this is traditional radio because all the cable TV's cussing up a storm now. They think it's okay.
The podcast.
I think we got to go into it on the front end. Be like, hey, I'm sorry. We're the dorks of spoken word these days. You know, they don't let us cuss still.
Like embarrassed about it.
Trust me. I'm traumatized by it. I'll be on that damn YouTube and still won't cuss.
Uh-huh.
I just feel like it ain't right.
Yeah, I'll be listening to a podcast or something, and I hear a cuss word, and I jump. Oh. I look for a dump button. I'm in my damn truck. Yeah.
I like the palm trees and the sunshine, but I hate these guys.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, bro.
You and me both.
All right, let's go right here. comedian Joey Millonaro. Joey Millonaro.
Joey.
Yeah, he did a Chris Collins impersonation and a Pat Mahomes. This man has a deep bag, apparently.
He does.
He did this while on the NFL Network.
It was crazy the amount of people that are there, right? I mean, the amount of people that are there.
It's a hub.
It really is. And Chris Collinsworth was there.
Was he really?
Prime 47.
I didn't see him.
Yeah.
What was he saying?
No, he hopped over and he says, you know, the thing about Indianapolis is when I think of it, I think of what I call the killer peas. It's pace cars, Peyton Manning, and Prime 47. I'm certainly looking forward to go there to have myself a steak. It reminds me of another killer pea, Patrick Mahomes, there. I every time I have one of those steaks, I sit back and say, wow.
He just calls a lot of Mahomes plays, man. Yeah. And Mahomes plays great.
I saw him there, too, last night.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was crazy. Patrick Mahomes, I could not believe it. I was like, this dude, he's so busy. What is he doing? And, I mean, he just kept saying about, it's just overwhelming. I mean, it's really been exhausting and overwhelming to be here because everybody just keeps talking about the biggest story that happened in football in February, yeah. Rich. And it's really That's overwhelming good. For me. And the biggest story in football in February, I got a haircut. haircut. Mahomes got a haircut. Yeah, he's coming on the revenge tour. I was like, guys, can I just sit here in peace and eat the steak and ketchup, man?
Steak and ketchup. That's good, bro.
That's good.
Wow.
That man's got a deep bag right there. Joey Millonaro.
Yeah, I'd call the Collinsworth.
Not going to work here anymore.
yeah. I think the Mahomes better than the Collinsworth.
I agree.
Mahomes damn near perfect 10.
His best is probably Saban.
Really?
His Saban's really good.
Oh, you know about this guy?
Yeah.
Why don't you say something?
He's been doing this a while.
Yeah, okay, man. Keep me on track, bro. Oh, yeah, well, Lucius, we know all about this guy.
Yeah.
Lucius just not figuring out about him.
I mean, we've played him on the show.
Okay.
Hey.
That's weird.
Go ahead, bro. Do what you got to do, man. Get Lucius on track. I ain't mad at that.
I hadn't heard of him. I must have been tuned out that day.
It happens so often to us.
Hey, look, welcome to my world, bro. I thought it was just, I guess we just do it to each other. We're so damn toxic.
Move over, Sean and RJ.
So rude to each other. All right, last one, man. Yesterday was a church day. There's a blessing out for you, and I pray that you get it. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. I listened to a podcast with him on Sunday. Him and Miss Karen Hunter, they would talk about Revelation.
Must have been an entertaining one.
It was very, very good. Very, very good. Learned a lot, actually.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway, we got a worship leader in church. I guess he didn't warm his pipes up first.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
not try to hit that note next time.
No.
Sounds like he tripped on a banana up there.
Sounded like quite a production.
That was painful.
Yeah, somebody was loving it, though. I hate that guy.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I hated him since Sunday school when we were 7.
Nobody likes a show off.
All righty, what do you say? Time to vote?
Yeah, that's it, bro.
Coach Sack, nothing works. Ryan Lumberg talking about the Lightning. Joey Millonaro, Collinsworth, and Mahomes. Worship leader didn't warm up his voice properly. I could go for any of these. I just feel like it's appropriate to vote for Mike. Chief, how about you?
Yes, same here.
Lucius?
Chris Collinsworth, Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, almost went there. Wolchuk?
Yeah, I'll go with Joey.
Okay. Brian?
Hey!
By a score of 3-2, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion, it's Joey Millonaro. We'll make sure Baskey gets honorary 5-time status for G-Bag of the Year. There you go. Yeah, let's celebrate the greatness of Joey Millonaro as well, and salute to Sack, okay? Enjoying his...
Sack is crazy, bro. That is crazy.
Is he back in Arizona already?
The old Sack salute. No, I think so. I think he goes in a couple weeks.
Yeah, he's got a couple
But who
weeks.
Knows where Sack is these days.
He had to get 2 weeks of vacation. Best of the weekend time, Chief.
Yeah, we have your sports joke of the weekend and a former NFL running back just KOing dudes left and right next year in the nation.
Wow, quite a disturbance here on the text. Is many people mad that Mike has lost here in his first day out, but apparently... you three turned your back on him. you're glad to see him go.
Who,
let
me?
The texters tell it. Ah. Let the texters believe now.
No, you.
They're calling it a kick rocks vote.
Yeah. Brian, you had the deciding vote.
They're calling it the hit the bricks Dorothy vote.
I had a feeling if I voted who I wanted to vote for, which I did,
yeah,
that you would automatically make Mike.
Oh, there you go. So it was a compromise.
I knew whatever way that I went.
So y'all are playing with the votes.
It sure feels like that.
I just vote my conscience.
Oh, that's what I did.
That's what you did too?
Yeah, and okay. So the people on the text can kick rocks.
Yeah, you got a bad read on that, texters. Here's the chief with your best O of the weekend.
You guys could actually come tell Broadus just how bummed you are about his poor voting in G-Bag of the Day today on Thursday in Euless.
Please
cold
do.
Cold beers and cheeseburgers. The G-Bag Nation plants Please the flag do. For 5 hours, and we'll all be there, right, Lucius? You're coming. You heard We're cold beers partying. And cheeseburgers, and you said, hey, damn the pimp cup, man.
Yeah. I made sure I did like an hour on the treadmill today to make room for it.
You got to come get this.
My ass is fat.
It happens.
And you can come look at it live at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers on
Check
Thursday.
Check that ass out.
I don't know what my favorite thing about Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers was it the PB&J burger? Maybe, but also the garlic fries were insane.
Okay, I'm so glad you mentioned the garlic fries. Walchuk, I think, would totally co-sign the PB&J burger. How about just the general TV setup in there? It's TVs for days, dude.
It's like a great sports scene. Book. Yeah.
Even in the bathroom. Yeah. Like, you've got live TVs, one at each urinal. Like, it's incredible.
Walchuk was so giddy. He was like, I was just looking
Still
into the eyes
on
of
the floor.
I was looking at into the eyes of Rich Eisen while I was urinating. And he said it was one of the best experiences ever.
I actually
ever.
Requested the burger in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because I didn't regret it.
They have that Bucky's sort of bathroom cleanliness vibe in there as well. Cold beers and cheeseburgers. Euless G-Bag Nation, Thirsty Thursday, 2 to 7. Looking forward to seeing you there. Yeah, I was blown away and surprised when we went and looked at just their TV setup was out of this world. And those garlic fries, wow.
Yeah, stupid.
The most garlicky garlic fries of all time. Like, they're using real, legit, I don't know. Like, it was different than any other garlic fry I'd ever consumed.
Yeah, the freshness of the fry itself was insane. You had the crispiness and the softness in the middle. And then that fresh garlic over the top was incredible. I don't know what the green stuff was. It was a green
parsley.
Okay, yes, it added to it.
Yeah,
some
color. It was wonderful.
Did you pick it off?
No.
Okay,
no.
Heggie hey, did that.
I was hoping it was cilantro.
If you sit next to Heggie and he orders the mott sticks,
buffalo mott sticks,
he will take his index finger and rake off anything that's on top of the thing.
The blue
and
then, cheese crumbles.
Yeah, and then, yeah.
We did ask for them to be on the side, but hey, that's a Heggie problem. The rest of us enjoyed them.
Who asked for them to be on the side?
I asked with him. We ordered together. And I knew that he was weird about it. So we said, could you put the blue cheese crumbles on the side? But oh well.
Walchuk having his teammates back.
I tried. They didn't.
Unlike me.
Yeah. That's right. Well, hey, and shout out to the What a Catch, by the way, right? I mean, if we're talking food right now, we just had the new the What a Fish Sando.
It's excellent.
Yeah. It drops tomorrow.
Yeah.
We had the exclusive. It's really damn good.
It is.
It's really
for
good.
For all your Lenten needs on Friday,
your
go
Lenten
get your
needs.
One.
Okay. How did you guys prioritize your viewing this weekend? Did Saturday Night Live make an appearance? Did the Oscars make an appearance? Did you?
I think I've seen both.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, which
I liked
one?
Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
I think the best clip was Couple Beers.
Couple of beers.
Couple of beers, bro.
Got a great reaction on
couple
social.
Couple of beers, bro.
I actually consumed it all through social media the next day, just looking at the clips, and Couple of Beers was just
clips were great. Yeah.
10 out of 10.
We did a good job. We did a good job.
Yeah, Gillis is pretty dang awesome. I think my favorite, though, my favorite sports joke of the weekend, there was a handful we had during the weekend update with Michael Shea, and this is how that one played out.
Last week, a U.S. appeals court blocked a Biden-era student debt relief plan, which means the only way for young people to pay off their student loans is by dating Bill Belichick.
Yeah, that's a pretty good shot.
Hold on, right
hold
there.
On. Yeah. So now, what about the Oscars? I saw a couple of jokes go viral.
Yeah, I got pretty far, but I fell asleep during that. But I did watch it, the pregame and all that other stuff with the old lady.
Okay, the craziest.
The red carpet.
Did you? What was that? Halle Berry, Adrian.
They kiss on the lips.
They kissed before. They've kissed before.
Yeah, like, but that's when y'all was working in a working capacity. No.
He won the award. His first Oscar he won, I think, was for the violin.
Yeah. So they recreated it.
She was the presenter. She was the presenter, and he kissed her.
Look, man, that's too weird because it was like a real nice, passionate little kiss. And the wife's got to stand there like, oh, this is great.
His wife just standing there taking it in as Halle Berry says, sorry, I just have to do this, and just walks up and just plants one on him.
He did it to her when he won for, I think it was The Violinist.
Yeah, I did it.
Or The Red Violin. What a
cesspool
Hollywood
that show.
What was that movie?
We're just acting. It's not real. We're acting, okay? That was the craziest thing I saw all weekend, and that includes the Frank Gore KO,
nice,
ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Box?
It's in your DMs right now. I guess everybody's consumed it. I haven't seen a dude's legs just go stiff out like that and then just completely fall in a while.
You haven't watched some of these fifth round offensive tackles. I've been stiff leg, can't move.
After watching Frank Gore go to work, though, I'm convinced that if he would have paid attention to boxing, he would have had a nice career. We would have been aware of Frank Gore as a fighter. And I don't know if he can be champ or whatever, but I mean, he's over 40 now, isn't he?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, incredible power. So it'll be fun to track that. Now 2-0, I think.
Yeah, he's 2-0, and I don't know how the first one.
He's got technique. I mean, he looks like a real boxer.
He does. Yeah, he does. And it's crazy to think all the mileage he has. I mean, it felt like he played in the NFL for two generations worth of. Yeah, just took a beating and had some serious knee injuries over the course of his career. But, man, the fact that he's in there and looking the way that he does, and this dude was a lot taller than him, and he just, I mean, it was
poor
nasty,
guy. Like,
nasty.
He just unplugged his cords, his power cord. Bloop,
yes.
Turned him off.
Gore, a legendary grinder, though. He would go back every offseason and train with the college kids because he knew he had to be able to keep up with them if he was going to have an NFL career, and he managed to do that for a very long time. So you know he's putting in, like, as much work as anybody in boxing. I mean, at this age, could he really shoot up the rankings? Probably not, you know, but George Foreman did, you know? Maybe he can have enough success to, you know, create a little bit more attention for himself. I'll tell you the worst thing I saw all weekend. I was listening to you guys talk about that 1883 show.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched it, and is it Toby Keith and Faith Hill?
Really, Tim McGraw.
Okay, Tim McGraw.
R.I.P. Toby Keith.
I think Toby Keith's somewhere with us.
Thank you. Tim McGraw did a tremendous job. Have you guys seen the show?
No. I've not. But it's the precursor to Yellowstone, right? Isn't that kind of what it is, or am I wrong about that?
I don't know. There's a 1923 show. There's a 1923 show that comes in afterwards. I mean, the first eight episodes were terrific. I mean, I don't know how I can say it without spoiling it, but I just can't believe it ended the way that it did.
Oh, no. So worth watching or not so much?
I would say don't watch it.
Okay.
Like right after that, the 1923 show, which is like two generations later, picked up. And I watched about half of that. And I said, you know what? I'm not forgiving them. I'm not giving these people any more of my attention.
I'm not forgiving them.
You have
them.
To take a stand sometime against these shows where you're like, you know what? I'm throwing in the towel here. I'm not investing any more time of mine into this crap that you guys had.
I think just stop after eight episodes. That's what I would say. Just be like, oh, it's 10. It's eight for me.
It's done with
okay.
Eight.
They're going to jump forward 40 years anyway. Trust me, there is nothing in that final two episodes you need to see.
Okay. I didn't need to see it when I opened up the envelope that said I got summoned for jury duty this weekend.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I had to hop online, answer a bunch of questions, and now I'm just waiting for them to tell me we don't need you.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful
for that.
You
tell them you're a radio personality? Crossed.
It didn't prompt me in any way to acknowledge that.
Occupation?
Didn't give me an occupation. Oh, wait, actually, yeah, I did say that I worked at the radio station, Odyssey Dallas, so hopefully they see that. But I didn't, write out a paragraph of
they'll punch you for that, I think.
Hopefully.
We'll see.
I really, really need that to happen. Has everybody turned in their taxes in the G-Bag Nation?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're dialed
filed
on that.
An extension.
Yeah. I did not have to pay.
Oh, good for you, Lucius.
How about that?
Okay, so you're well ahead of me then, because I haven't gotten the damage done. I finally gave them over to allow now. My uncle does taxes or whatever, so he's. What do you guys, like, TurboTax that thing? Or?
I don't know what she did, but she already got it back, too.
Wow.
Yeah, that was fast. She did, like, last week and got it back this weekend. Was real quiet about it, too, so I seen that account.
Real quiet.
Real quiet about it.
Uh-oh. It's amazing for all the government employees no longer there. They got it back that fast.
Yeah, dude, quick turnaround. So, I wanted to make sure I didn't know.
We knocked ours out on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Cool. So, we're all buttoned up here.
Yes,
now, the question is, when I get jury duty, day off, right? Isn't that the precedent
absolutely.
That Wolchuk set?
Yeah, if you have to set foot anywhere near that courthouse, it's a day off.
Even if it's 6,
could be
7
at 8:30. Yeah.
No problem. Yeah.
No sweat at all, buddy.
Beautiful.
You got
Wolchuk's
it. There
got
he is.
Buttoned up.
Thanks, Wolchuk.
Your best
You're welcome.
Of the weekend. And salute to Wolchuk for setting the precedent on
damn
that.
Damn right. You got to go to jury duty. Why the hell you
It's an all-day affair.
If you get selected, it sure is.
It is.
Kind of thinking
if you get selected.
It's illegal to avoid it.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, yeah, can't
you're
avoid
just
it.
Doing a civic duty.
Yeah. And a lot of times you
just hope they don't select you.
You need fingers crossed. A few extra days off afterwards, you know, just to kind of like get yourself back to neutral a little
bit. That trial could end up being a week.
Come to think of it, I have jury duty next Tuesday.
Oh, perfect.
See you next Tuesday.
NFL news of the daytime. Wolchuk, where are you taking us?
We got some releases, trade buzz, and combine winners. That is next.